This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was a time in this economy, not all that long ago, really, when you had to pay to see your credit score. And you kind of had to do it every now and then because you were trying to qualify for a mortgage or maybe you'd been turned down for something. Now, though, it seems everybody and their grandma want you to check your credit score all the time, even your bank. And it's free. But why? Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
If you have a Chase credit card, and there are millions of you out there, you may have received an email like this. Dear so-and-so, sign in to Chase Credit Journey now to review your credit score and a complete history of your recent alerts. That's right. Chase wants you to journey through your credit history for free. And Chase isn't the only one.
Oh my gosh, it seems like every month I've got three or four emails telling me that my credit score is updated and it's time to check it.
Nick Zahn is a geologist with the state of Maryland. He says those emails come from
my credit card companies, from my bank occasionally, and of course all the financial firms like Mint, Intuit, and Credit Karma. They're all coming after me.
To understand how we got here, we need to go back to when credit scoring really took off. All the way back to the 1980s.
It was the mad scientists in the bank headquarters competing against the relationship banker in the branch.
Nick Clements is co-founder of the financial education site Magnify Money and former director of risk management at Citigroup. He says the data scientists thought they could measure credit risk better than the branch bankers who knew their customers, and they were right.
Sadly, we are rather predictable when it comes to our credit behavior, and scoring models were more effective than one-off conversations.
Those models were secret, lest customers try to cheat the system by, say, falsifying their employment history or salary. But as that information got easier to verify and credit scores were more widely used, Clements says the secrecy no longer made sense. Then in the 2000s, fintech companies like Credit Karma saw a business opportunity in giving away credit scores for free.
Better credit scores give you better options, like a new loan. If you find that loan on Credit Karma, your lender pays us.
And so it actually became, to a certain extent, a strategic threat to some of the banks, and they decided that they needed to get into this education game as well.
And now banks are playing catch-up. Katherine Hogan is president of Chase Branded Cards. She says the bank first offered free credit scores to certain card customers a few years ago and recently expanded the service to everyone, even non-customers.
We know there are over 100 million people in the country who are considered prime borrowers. And so we are hopeful that providing, you know, these tools may help more people decide to become Chase customers.
She says millions of current customers have signed up for Credit Journey since it launched. Once they're on the journey, Chase can sell them other products. And there's another benefit to banks, says Christopher Peterson. He's Financial Services Director at the Consumer Federation of America. Banks are liable for unauthorized charges.
And by providing these services free or packaging them along with a credit card, banks can give the consumer a way to monitor whether or not they've been exposed to an identity theft.
So is all this messaging working? Peterson's group says about 57% of adults have accessed their credit score in the past year, up from about 50% 4 years ago. Nick Zahn says the reminders are prompting him to check his credit more. Though he doesn't pay much attention to whose website he uses.
It really doesn't matter to me.
And he says he hasn't signed up for any new offers either. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.